心と焼き重り裸や
Mom. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Mahaprabhu and Srila
Rupa Goswami, so that our life should be successful. When Parikshit Maharaj was caught that in 7 days a poisonous snake will bite you and you will die, then he left his all kingdom, son, daughter, wife, everything, and he came to bank of Ganges. He left his food, everything, and began to meditate on Lord Krishna. At that time, from whole world, realized Muni and Rishi, at once without any calling, without any call. At once they knew and they at once came. At that time, there was no telephone, anything, computer, anything. But they knew everything. And like mind, at once they came there. Then Parikshit Maharaj told, I'm very, very lucky. My this cost is not really cost. I know that here thousands of rishis and munis, realized souls are here. Only by darshan a man can be. But and he will be set from this, and Krishna can be achieved. So, to you all, there is a question that a man who is dying at once, this moment, what he should do? And the person, he must die after 2 days, after 1 year, after 100 years, or more than that. But he must die. What should he do? In the meantime, a boy naked at the age of 16, some white, blackish color, naked, he came there. Ladies thought that, oh, this man is mad. Began to dust. And children began to throw some pebbles. But when he came nearer, as when Parikshit Maharaj, Vyas, Narad, and so many high class of associates of Krishna, they came and took him and they told that you should sit on Vyas Gavli. Then the ladies and children fly away, run away. And same question he did to Sukadeva Goswami. This accident is told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Karmani arohmana nam sukhattai sukhaya cha pashe paak viparyasam mithuni chari nam vina. The meaning is that we all want happiness, pure happiness. We don't want any suffering, any problem. Though we see in World Council, Sanjukta Rashtra, where you know, from all countries, intellectual giants coming there, they want to solve all these problems, but they cannot do anything. Whole scientists, doctors and all, they cannot solve this. Though in this age, big, big scientists have discovered, airplane, running like mice. They have discovered computer, and we can see from here what American president is telling with his form and testing cricket World Cup from here, as if we are seeing it directly here. Not only medical science is so much now advanced that if your brain has been defective, the brain of animal, they can put here. If your heart is a problem, any animal heart they can put here. Not only in kitchen room, so much advanced. You should on this switch on or dining table. Again switch. Oh, so many various kinds of delicious food. Oh, sweets and other things will come. Miracle. In this way, the whole world has has come in a grip of a man. World has become very, very small. In a day, we can travel whole world. But one thing, that science and these doctors and all, they cannot solve. Then why still so many rogues are coming? New problems. World war coming. Atom bomb and neutralism bomb are given in Hiroshima. So much men destroyed now. Why they cannot control? Can they shake up old age? You should know that even whole world scientists and doctors cannot shake a moment coming this old age. And one day you will have to give up this body. They could not solve. Why? Because they don't know mind. What to tell Atma? This body, we are thinking that this body is myself. In this body, Atma Buddhi, that I am, and all are of my body. My wife, my children, my wealth, reputation, everything. And they think it real. But it is not real. This body is a bag of urine, bag of stone, blood, and so many things. If you will take this skin, what is there? Only this. But in this body, mortal body, we are there.
We are not this body, but soul. And there is also a super soul, that is Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is one without second. Well, you can tell him God, you can tell him Khuda, Bhagavan, Ishwar, Paramatma, Krishna. No God. But he is there.
His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Astu Tarasata Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, we are so fortunate to be here in His Divine Presence this evening, and also to my other Sikh Shaguru, Srila Nitya Lila Pravishta, Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests. Srila Gurudev has instructed me to explain this Sanskrit verse that he just quoted, which is describing, is actually giving the definition of what is called bhakti. Srila Gurudev explained that God is love, and love is God. So, how can we, the soul, the individual, tiny, tiny spirit soul, that Srila Gurudev explained to us just now, we are not this body, we are the conscious, eternal soul within the body. And he explained also that there is another supreme conscious being also inhabiting this body with us, and he is called the Paramatma, or the super soul, and that is the Supreme Lord, who is the supreme controller of everything in this universe, everything in the creation. So what is the link? What is the process of making connection between our soul and that eternal Supreme Lord, who we actually have an eternal relationship with, but we have now forgotten that in this material condition of life? We are conditioned souls, and we have forgotten our eternal identity and relationship with that Supreme Lord. So how can we reconnect with Him? In all the Vedic literatures, there are various processes described for self-realization, how to realize the soul, how to realize the Supreme Soul. But of all of them, and especially recommended in the most authoritative literature called Bhagavad Gita, spoken 5,000 years ago by the Supreme Lord Krishna, there He explained that the supreme and most perfect process for realizing God is called Bhakti Yoga. Connecting our soul to the Supreme Soul by what is called Bhakti, pure devotional love. So how do we know what actually constitutes this pure devotional loving process toward the Supreme Lord? Therefore, this definition is given to get an exact understanding. And this shloka, this verse, is telling Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. Here at the end of the verse it is telling bhaktir uttama. This is called uttam bhakti, or pure devotion, pure love. So the definition is described there, that there must be no other desires. Anya abhilashita shunyam. When one is offering this pure devotional service, there must be no other ulterior motivations. Here it is specifying jnana karmadi anavritam. Anavritam means uncovered. If we have another motivation to serve the Supreme Lord, but we want to gratify our own senses, we want material pleasure and enjoyment within this world, and we are only serving for that purpose, to get this from God, then it is not bhakti. It is not pure devotion and love. It is only a business transaction. Please give me this, I want this, I want this. Most persons within this material world, they are approaching God with such ulterior motivations, not actually to render pure loving service for His satisfaction. So, bhakti, devotion, must be devoid of this tendency to seek out one's own selfish gratification.
And he also, if someone is seeking after what is called moksha, liberation from this material existence, and they want to merge their existence within the Supreme Lord's existence, this is another type of ulterior motive. This is impure, and it will actually cover bhakti, so that bhakti will not be pure. Only by pure bhakti can the Supreme Lord be actually realized. Krishna himself tells this in Bhagavad Gita. He states there very clearly, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi satpataha. Only by pure bhakti can I be understood as I am in truth, in tatpataha. So to have perfect realization of God, this is the prerequisite. There cannot be any other ulterior motives mixed in with one's attempt to approach God. And the main core meaning of this verse, it says there, anakulyena Krishna anushilanam. This means, anushilanam means a constant cultivation and practice. This bhakti will be performed by our mind, by our body, by our senses, by our words, by even our emotions. And it will be constantly performed, no interruption. That means 24 hours daily, we will be rendering this pure, devotional, loving service to the Supreme Lord for his happiness, for his pleasure. Anakulyena Krishna Anushilanam. To serve Krishna with a positive mood that he will be happy, this is called Shuddha Bhakti or pure bhakti. Otherwise, it is only mixed bhakti, and we will not be able to get the desired result. So Srila Gurudev is very kindly explaining to us that eternal process of pure devotion through performing which all of us within this material world can eventually realize our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, and we can ultimately, at the time of death, we can be transferred. Our eternal soul can be transferred there to the eternal kingdom of God that is called the divine abode of Sri Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Is bhakti in her, last question, it is called Shraddha. What is Shraddha? You should know. English word Shraddha? Faith. In Sanskrit, Shraddha. The tendency, the desire to serve Krishna, this is actually Shraddha. Only Guru or Krishna can give the seed of bhakti. Shraddha is seed of bhakti. Only realized or associates of Krishna, they can give this seed of bhakti, that is called Shraddha. To desire, the desire to serve Krishna. Its outer symptom is, she has so much strong faith in Guru world, strong faith in scriptures, and strong faith in Vaishnava world. Then he can be like Haridas Thakur or Prahlad Maharaj. Like Prahlad Maharaj, his father was getting so much trouble. Even he wanted to kill him. But Prahlad Maharaj, doing nothing, always respecting his father. In this way, Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets with hunters. But yet, he was thinking that, oh Krishna, you should save these ignorant persons who are fighting me. Sitting in this way. When Shraddha comes, then he becomes full surrender. And without full surrender, surrender means, oh, Krishna is always saving us. Then he will not fear, like Prahlad Maharaj. He will never fear. Dukhesu anusvidhinamana, sukhesu vigatasriha, vitaragaphaya krodas kiti parimutmi uchyate. Those who does not, influenced by any kind of suffering, and that who don't want any happiness, giving up all attachment to worldly, anger, lust and everything, detached from worldly things, oh, really he is Muni, and then he can do real bhakti. If mosquitoes are biting and he gives up bhajan and begin to teach him, how he can do bhajan? He should be tolerate. He should tolerate everything. Then he can do bhakti. Thinking that this world is like a tree, after that, it will go away. Our relation, relative, everything, after that, what will be there? They cannot go with you, your world. Even if something will not go with you, you should understand. And then, with a strong faith, Shraddha, you should begin bhajan. That he told Annapilasita. Then, gradually, anath will go away. After that, nishtha will come, ruchi will come, asakti will come, and then shuddha sattva will come. After that, prem will come. By prem, you will give up this body forever. Never you cannot come in this world. Always, with transcendental thought, you can serve Krishna there. Because you were a Swarupaya Nitya Krishnata. We are all not like this. I'm not sannyasi. They are not brahmachari. They are not, you are not grihastha. All are servant and late servant of Krishna. But he has forgotten. And that is why Maya has thrown us in this world. And now we are thinking that I am this body, and that is why we are attached to body, and we are coming and going in the rotation of birth and death. So to stop these, you will have to practice bhakti like Prahlad Maharaj. You know that there was a demon king, his name was Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to be immortal. So in his young age, he went to the forest and fought. Thousands of years, standing on his toe, like this, and picked up, gave up his eat and drinking, even taking air, without air, began to do very hard austerity. After that, Brahma, creator of this world, he came and told, oh, you should have any bone you like. He told that I want to be immortal. Oh, you cannot be mortal. I cannot be. You can ask any other Guru. Then he told, I should not die in day or night. And Brahma told, all right. Then he told, I should not die in any month. All right. I should not die in sky or earth or patal. Oh, all right. I should not be killed by any animal or any weapon or to whom you have created man or anything, anyone cannot kill me. Oh, all right. Then he thought that I become immortal. And Brahma disappeared. Then he returned back. But when he was going to astrology, 5,000 or how much, his wife, Kayadhu, was pregnant. Indra wanted to kill her because in his home there was a boy. And when he took Kayadhu and taking in the heaven, in the meantime, Narada Rishi came and told, oh, why you are taking away the lady? Oh, Indra told that in the home, the son of Hiranyakashipu is there. I want that I should kill. That is why. You cannot kill. He is a Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. Please give up and go away. Hearing this, Indra did parikrama of that lady for that war and gave up. And Narada Rishi took him in his ashram and began to teach, began to tell all tattva, everything, Bhagavat and everything, Gita and all things. All tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Bhakti tattva, Prem tattva, Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, everything. He told for so many thousands of years. Kayadhu, she forgets. She could not understand all these things. But the boy in the womb, oh, he learnt everything. So from beginning of his life, he was very religious and had a strong faith in Supreme Lord. Then Hiranyakashipu returned back. Son came out from home, and when he became 5 years age, then he was sent to school of Sandamarka. After some days, 1 year, a half year, when Prahlad Maharaj came, then Hiranyakashipu's wife decorated this boy and gave him the lap of his father, and Father Hiranyakashipu spoke that, can you tell that you have understand from your guru? And then he told, Taktadu manne asurja padjadehinam sadau diknadhiyan asadabhyat Hitvatma pātam grihamanda kopam.
Tungabhyana Simidam Hasta Ganandana Salakya. Chakshurulmilitam jena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Srila Gurudeva ordered me to speak about Prahlad Maharaj. When Hiranyakashipu asked him, "Oh my dear son, which you have learned in Gurukul, please tell me." What Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Tat sadhu manne vasudavarja dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyama satagrahat hitvatma patam vihamanda kupam vanam gato yadharimashvaye." He's addressing his father. He's not telling, "Oh my dear father or respected father." What he's telling? Asura varja dehinam. You're the best demon among all demons. He's never saying, "Oh, my son is respecting me so much." But it is not respect at all. If we address someone, "Oh, you are donkey or demon," it's not respectable word for anyone. But Hiranyakashipu, he is so much absorbed in his body and bodily conception, he thought, "Oh, this is good respect for me." Asura varja dehinam. Sada samudvigna dhiyama satagrahat. In this world, who are not doing bhajan, they're always in anxiety. Why? They are taking asat. Asat means only Krishna, Krishna bhakti, and his devotee are sat. Is that true? Other than this, all are false in this world and illusion. Jitvadva patam vyamanda kupam. You have to give up this world, your house, for the cause of your death, and have to go in forest and do bhajan. Then your life will be successful. This is the best thing I have learned in my school. Our Guru Bhargav, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and others, they gave one analogy. What is that? They give one small story about this show. Once upon a time, one king went for hunting with his soldiers. Somehow or other, he perceived on his wild boar and he detached from his soldiers. And he could not know how to come back. "Where is my soldier?" When he coming back all alone, one tiger was roaring very ferociously. He saw a tiger is coming very close to me. "Oh my goodness, what to do? No soldiers are here. What can I do? How I can save my life?" Then he saw, close to him, there is a well. He said, "Okay, I can jump in that well and I can save my life." So there is small tree. He jumped hanging the two twigs of a tree and he was going down. "Oh, tiger will not come down. After some time, I'll get out from here and go and fetch my soldiers and minister." But tiger just smelled a human being. Tiger came on the next to the oil and roaring so much. He thought, "Better I can go down." He's going more down. He saw some snake hissing. "Oh my goodness. If I go down, then snake will bite me. If I come up, then tiger will follow me. What to do? If you want or not, how long you can hang on the twig? Branches of that tree, your hand will be almost painful." Then he bound to go down. And moreover, he noticed that two rats come from a hole from a well and they start cutting the both branches. One is quite white and the other is very dark black. What does it mean? The tree for our lifespan. And Paramayu Vikshan is lifespan. And the tree, the two rats, black denotes night, and the white denotes day. One day, one night, by this way, one week, one fortnight, one month, one year, by this way, we are spending our life. If somebody else, "How aged you are?" "Oh, I'm 70 years." That means your 70 years have been passed already. Your death is coming very soon to embrace you. So these two rats do not for day and night. What is the tiger? The personification of death. You want or not, you must have to die one day. We have taken birth in this world they want or not somebody in young age, somebody in womb, somebody in old age, they are dying. So Gurudev told, even whole countries of the world, none can take our old age. And what to say about death? It's compulsory for everyone. And what is the snakes? Snakes are full of problems. Death is up, death is down. In the meantime, he saw some golden drop just passing through his nose. What is that? Because in which branch is hanging, top there is one more branch, there is a beehive. When it checked, then honey was dropping down. He said, oh, better I can catch some drop. One after another drop he's taking. He forgets that death is down and death is up. And he's testing that honey. What is that? This is the temporary happiness of the material world. You are so much in problem, full of anxiety. You went to your office, your boss chastised you, or boss insult you. When you came, then your small child, Papa, have a candy for me. You are so disturbed. But when you came back, here in the broken language of child, you forget everything. That boss insulted me. So, this is the temporary happiness of this world. So for temporary happiness, who absorbed in this world, he is not intelligent enough. Now we can ask, oh, then how we can maintain our life? We have to have a business or a job, anything. Yes, for mental life you can do that. But you have to do Krishna bhajan under guidance of Bona Fide Gurudev. Then your life will be successful. Otherwise, what much you may do, what you are earning in this world, maybe a big businessman or any big scientist, even if you could not take with yourself a tip-top of his hair with you, so for whom you are doing all these things, you can do to maintain your life, but have to do your own, how you can make your life successful. You have to do bhajan, then your life will be successful. You can see in Bhagavatam, there are so many kings, they are not foolish ones, they are intelligent ones. They are doing, they maintain their kingdom, they did bhajan, one day they attain Krishna prem. So if we do so and attain Krishna prem, then our life will be successful. Only process has to initiate by a bona fide Gurudev. Who is Guru? Guru means expert or teacher. If you want to learn, go to medical college, there is professor. If you go to learn computer, there is some teacher and professor. In same way, if you want to know about spiritual life, you have to go to some expert who is called Guru or Acharya. What is the qualification? Just Gurudev told, they must be realized soul and maybe must be expert in all scriptures. If disciple or devotee has doubt, quoted from scripture, he can rule it out. And moreover, he must be discharged from the material world. This material world anchoring for CW and 3M. What is CW and 3M? For male, they are hankering for women, wealth and wine. Who is not doing bhajan for them? The devotee, I am not telling for devotee. Or for female, they are hankering for men, marijuana and money. So if Guru is hankering for this CW or 3M, they are not going to affect Guru. So you have to go to the expert Guru and have to do bhajan, then your life will be successful. Here one means, Vanamnatam means Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, have to go there, take darshan of Thakurji, and your life will be successful. Parallelama, I told, oh my dear father, I learned this. I think this is the best which I learned from my school, Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpa taru pascha dipa sindhu bhai vacha, paditana hampa vane bhava vasna vesha.
Then his father is a friend of Krishna. He became very angry. And he called his Gurudev, Sanda Barka, and told, why you have taught them these things? Oh, he told, you should not be angry with me. I have not taught all these things. I have taught him dharma, artha, kam, and moksha. Dharma means religious things. Artha, economy, and calm, sense gratification, and like moksha. Moksha means asked out only. But why he is telling? Oh, we don't know. Oh, again, you should take this boy, and I see that anyone coming, Sadhu Vaishnava, and he is teaching him. So see that anyone Sadhu Vaishnava should not come and teach him. They took him, and after, again 6 months, again he called the son and asked, with love and affection, my dear boy, what you have learnt in school, tell me. And then he told, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Kutchatman Vedanam Shri Punyatartika Vishnu Bhakti Shri Namalakkana Read Bhagavati Yadda Tanmanne Adhidhu. O Father, I have learned that we should first hear the glorification and sweet pastimes of Krishna and Tattva. And then we should do kirtan, same thing to others, or Harinam chanting. And thus, Sravanam Kirtanam Smaranam, meditate Krishna, and to serve him as dasya, and so on, atmanivedan. Nine types of bhakti. First, taking the shelter of a bona fide guru and in his guidance, then we should do. Otherwise, it will not be bhakti. Without guru, what we will do, anything, it will be not bhakti. What to tell this? If as person bona fide guru, but he is not obeying his Gurudev in different way, and his teaching is like zero. We should not hear from that class of guru. Hiranyakashipu became very, very angry. And he told to his Gurudev Sandarmvarta that, oh, why he is telling like so? Oh, you can ask from here. And then Hiranyakashipu told, who has told all these things to you? Then he told, Matir Nakrishne Paratos. Then you, Matir Nakrishne Paratos Apova, Mithogipati Krihatana, Adantam. What session?
Oh, Dhanati Vranda Sugaran Dhanaswag, Chapshuran Militam Vranatisman Sugaran.
Come here. Here.
Firstly, I wish to offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master. Nityananda Krishna Mishra Srimad Bhakti Kumatri Goswami Maharaj. I ask his blessing. Next, I offer my humble obeisances to Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. I also seek his blessings. He has also instructed me to talk on this loka. So, ladies and fellow participants, Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas, my humble obeisances. Matirna Krishna Paratos Satova Nitya Abhivatyeta Dhrila Vratanam Aranta Gopi Rishanam Tamishtram Punah Punah Chavita Charvananam. So this loka expressed by Prahalad Maharaj, Punah Charvita Charvananam, he says, this is the condition of those of the people in the material world. They don't have faith in Krishna, they don't have faith in themselves and the instructions of superior people, Parato, Sotova, and their Mithya, this whole material illusory energy, they are believing in this illusory energy, mithya vividyate. And the Grihavratanam here specifically states that who is firmly established in his Grihavrat, in his Grihastha life. Grihastha life means eating, sleeping, mating, defending. These four things, he is completely expert and he doesn't care for other things. How to eat better, how to sleep better, how to have relations with other people better, and how to protect one's property. These are the four basic things that normal Grihavratta, these people are interested in. And then, so, Prabhupada Maharaj says, these people, they are chewing the truth. Just like when we take sugarcane, and after eating of the sugarcane, biting, then we try to chew some more, but then the juice is already finished. So there is nothing, you are just biting this dry sugarcane, this dry bamboo. There is no juice. But still they are trying to get the juice. Punastari and what? And Prabhupada Maharaj says, Vishatanta Mishram, Arandamavi. So they will be, go to the darkest regions of Nishan, hell. This is the condition of Grihavrata. So Prabhupada Maharaj has given very good instruction here. One hell, the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, Matirna Krishna. So we have to have complete faith in Krishna. But how to have complete faith in Krishna? This is actually explained in the latest slokas, which I was not asked to explain the sloka, but actually to have faith in Krishna, one must have faith in spiritual master and Vaishnava. Because the ability to understand Krishna only comes through the blessings of Vaishnava and Sri Gurudev. So, I am very fortunate today to have come here to have kindly listened to his divine Vaishnava Bhakti and Narayan Maharaj. I am very fortunate in this respect. He doesn't understand the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, Sri Vishnu, Krishna, one tattva. So, Vairartha, his mind is always contemplating the object of sense. He wants to enjoy sense. Then it says, Andayadande, just like a blind man. Now, if you want to get some direction to go to one place, if you ask a person who is blind, or whose one eye is missing, and we take faith in his instruction, we may fall into a well. There is a possibility we may fall into a coop of well. So similarly, Prabhupada says, mostly nowadays in society, people are being misled by these blind leaders. Andha. They're blind. So when you follow blind leaders, then what happens? Then this material knot, shatantra, urudhamni vadha, this is the material knot of some three modes of material nature, the conditioned soul is bonded. So this bondage increases, it doesn't decrease. So if we want to cut this knot of bondage, we are unhappy because of all this material bondage is binding us. We are not free. So to cut this bondage, we need the shelter of a pure, or of a guru who can, Pata Darshak, who can give us, show us the way kindly out of this maze of darkness. So that is what Prabhupada Maharaj says. We need a guidance of a proper spiritual master, proper guidance of Vaishnava. If not, we will be more bonded. Then the third sloka he mentions, Nesha Mati Stava, Stava Urukrama Andri, Spashati Nartha Upagama Yad Artha, Mahiyatam Parada Jopishekam, Niskinjinanam, Navrindu Yavat. This is a very nice sloka. Mati is Nesham. He says, Nesha, no. I don't believe you as guru. I don't believe that the people you sent to me, they are my guru. They are Asura guru. Neta, Nesha Matista Urukrama Andri Sparashati, Sparashati Anastha Upagama Yadam. He says no. Why? Because Urukrama means one who can step very high, Trishi Krishna, Urukrama, who with three steps he transcended the three worlds. So he said no. Urukrama, his feet is very big. Urukrama, because his steps, three worlds, his feet is very, very big. But he says, no, Sparashati Anad, we cannot touch. No. Because his feet is so big. Those people who are blind gurus, they cannot touch God's feet. Why? He says no. He says, Mahiyatam, Parurudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhudhud
removal of all desires. Maniyasam, great pain. But if one does not surrender to their instructions and obey them and have great faith in them, then they will never be able to understand or go near Krishna, and they will never be able to give up the anarthas. So actually this sloka is very important. A small point, because Shri Maharaj mentioned also, because he mentioned, he says, those gurus, who were his gurus, Amartha, Sana, they were great pandits. All of them were Sanskrit scholars. But he said, no, they are not my guru. Why? Because though they were Sanskrit pandits, they have not embraced the feet of the Vaishnava. They have not taken shelter of the feet of the Vaishnava. So in this sense, it is very important. We take the shelter of a pure devotee of Krishna, and not those who are just interested in scholarship like that. So in this, I end my knowledge.
So, only by qualified guru and sadhu sangha, bhakti may come. And by sadhu sangha, your life will be successful. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sadhu sangha. Ramatra sadhu sangha, sadhu sukhiya. In a moment, anyone can be changed into pure bhakti. So, there are so many symptoms of pure sadhu. Those who is following totally Anyabhyasita Sangam, this is slok, he is real guru. Mm-hmm. And a real Vaishnava. We should only follow them. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu began very angry and he threw away Prahlad Maharaj from his lair and ordered his soldiers to kill him. They wanted to kill with their sharp weapons and so many things, but they could not. Snake, poisonous snake were thrown on him. They could not survive. Mad elephant was, it was run to smash the Prahlad boy. But when elephant touched and he at once ran away from there. Even Hiranyakashipu, one sister was named Holika. She has a boon that she will not die or burn in fire. And so she took Prahlad Maharaj in his lap and sat in a very blazing fire. But she died and Prahlad came out as if he is coming from very cold water. She was given poison, but she was not there. When he began to think, I have conquered the whole world, even Delhi boy. I think that is this boy, I will be killed by this boy. So he became stressful. Then their guru, the guru Dandama told, my father Shuklacharya has gone to any other place, very soon he is coming, and he knows so many tricks, and he will change the Prahlad mind, and then Prahlad will follow you. He took him to school and began to teach. After some days, these two brothers, Guru Sandama, for any job, they went out of their house, and so many children of Delhi, demons, with Prahlad Maharaj, they became very happy that we should play. But Prahlad Maharaj told them, oh, we have played so much, and we play, But come on with me and hear something. And then he told, Kaumar Acharita Prashno, Dharmam Bhagavatam Iha, Devo Manusam Janma, Tadasatam. Follow, my dear. Why? Hear me. What?
So now Prahlad Maharaj, 5-year-old boy, is there in the classroom. She says, gone. The young boys want to play. This is normal. When teachers go out of the classroom, all the boys want to play, do mischief. But they invited Prahlad to also play like this. But Prahlad, because he was a pure, realized devotee of Krishna, he took compassion upon these boys. Even though they were telling Prahlad, you know, Prahlad, we're just boys. It is our time to play. But actually, Prahlad Maharaj gave them some very good instruction. He told them, Komaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam iha durlaga manushya janma tadatya bhuvan arthadham. He told them, my dear boys, actually, this human form of life that you have now gotten, it is a very, very rare gift. To get the human birth is obtained after many, many millions of lifetimes of going through birth and death from many other species of life. So to come to the human form of life, this is very, very rare opportunity. But what is the nature of this human form of life? Although it is temporary, although it is not such a long period of time that you will have this body, but it is called arthadham. It can give you the very highest, highest boon and benefit that anyone can obtain within the whole universe. And that means that you can attain liberation from this world and attain love, eternal love for the Supreme Lord and live in the spiritual world. So he told them, you think that you're young now, and you have so much time. But suppose that the human form of life, you can expect maximum 100 years. Any one of us also sitting in this room, we have no hope to live any longer pretty much than 100 years maximum, isn't it? But in fact, most of us, we know, will not live that long. We'll live much less, maybe half, maybe even 1/4. We don't know when we will die. Death is actually dancing on our heads at every single moment. No one has any guarantee how long you will be here. If you will be here tomorrow, no one has any guarantee. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told them, he said, if you have, let's say, 100 years maximum, okay? I have plenty of time. I can do this Krishna bhajan later, the small boys would object. Oh, but Prahlad said, no. How do you know that you have so much time? First of all, during this 100 years, let us calculate. Half of this time, 50 years, is automatically gone. Why? Because you sleep at night. During your sleep, what are you going to be able to do? Nothing. You're snoring. So all that time is wasted. You cannot use it productively. And you cannot utilize it to attain this great benefit. So immediately, you have to cross off 50 years of your time in this body. And then, 10 years in your childhood, what is going on? All frivolous activities, growing up, playing, this, that. Nothing serious. And then, you will also, later on, after doing all of your schooling and everything, another 10 years. Then you will get married, and then you will have children, and then you will have family responsibilities, have to work so hard. So in the end, maybe you will have 10 or 20 years left. So therefore, if you think this illusory plan of yours, that I'm only young boy now, I'm only 5 years old, why should I start doing now? This is the time to play. Prahlad Maharaj said, no. Kumaram acharit pragya dharman bhagavatam iha. From Komala, from the age of boyhood, from the age of 5 years, you should now begin this process
is so essential in the human form of life to perform Bhagavat Dharma, that as Gurudev is telling, this supreme process of pure bhakti, pure devotion, it must be cultivated, it must be learned. Because if we don't utilize this time now, and death comes upon us, we can get any other birth in our next life, even as animal or lower species. But if we utilize this time in human form of life to do Bhagavad Dharma, oh, then we will attain the highest, highest benefit. And when the small boys were hearing Prahlad Maharaj speaking like this, they became so attracted to him. And they asked him, oh, Prahlad, how do you know all these things? We are small boys, and we are your age. We never heard any of these things in the palaces of our fathers. But you know all these things. Where did you learn this? And then Prahlad Maharaj told, as Gurudev told in the beginning of this narration, that when Prahlad Maharaj was a very, he was only in the womb of his mother at that time, a very great Vaishnava personality, Narad Muni. He brought him to his own ashram, and he spoke to the mother while the child was in the womb listening and hearing. He spoke all of his divine knowledge of Krishna Bhakti. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, as soon as he was born, he also immediately had this divine spiritual consciousness. So this story that Srila Gurudev is telling from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very, very instructive for all, because it is telling that we must utilize our human form of life properly. We should not waste it at all. And Prahlad Maharaj, at this time, he performed Krishna Kirtan with all the boys, and suddenly the teachers came back into the room, and they said, what are you doing? What is this? Nonsense. You're doing this Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Prahlad Maharaj also told to Daman's son, Guru Sushasya, Bhaktya, that first of all, you should know that Guru is my Swarup, my manifestation. And Sadhi, like a full-hearted kid. And sarva labha pane nacha, what you have and what you will gather, collect, give it to Gurudev, and Gurudev will by that serve Krishna. And then by doing so, you should serve always Supreme Lord. You should give up this demon association and always do Nam Sankirtan. They told how Nam Sankirtan. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, repeat me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Hare, oh, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Jai 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 Jai
Oh, go
and satisfy your father. And then Prahlad, all running, at once jumped in his lap, like father. And then Nrisimhadev, anger of very soul went away, he became calm and quiet, and tears coming from him. Hi, Prahlad, I made late. Please excuse me. And for this I want that you should have any good. He was not a business person, that for my party I will take anything. If any only desire I have, please take it off. Nrisimha said, oh, you have nothing, no worldly desire. You should ask any good. Then he told, oh, father, my father has met so many problems for me and for you. Please excuse him and get to him to that land of Vrindavan already. And then he told, oh, it has been done. Those who are Mahabhagavat, pure Vaishnav, Uttam Vaishnav, yet 21 generations easily they are liberated. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari, then 14. And even they are Kanishka, they have faith in Krishna, and they have accepted Guru and try Nishkapat. Without hypocrisy, they follow Guru Dev, they will go to 7 generations, they will be liberated. Mr. Udhya told, oh, so your father is liberated. You ask any other good. Then he told, in this world, forgetting Krishna, all are suffering from so many things. Please liberate them. And for them, I will, in this world, years and years, birth and birth, I will suffer for them. Oh, Lord Maharaj told, oh, you are a pure bhakta. Those who will hear this dalas and your sweet pastime, powerful pastime, they will be liberated and they will have Krishna praise. So, we should be a bhakta like Prahlad Maharaj. Tolerance like him. Knowing that Krishna means Krishna must save us. As Prahlad Maharaj, he never called Krishna to save him, but Nrisimhadev, oh, himself came. He should be very, very doing kirtan, nam kirtan, especially in Kali Yuga, and having no worldly desire. In this way, he can be liberated from this world. He should know that even a farthing that you have collected, you cannot take after death. Can you take anyone? No. Anyone cannot take this whole day. And one day you will have to give up your wealth, your relative, father, mother, son, wife, husband, and you will have to go alone. You have to go in dark place that is in Narak or there, you don't. So please, in this very life, before you say, accept a bona fide Guru and try to do Nam Sankirtan and Bhajan of Krishna and be successful in life. Go Pramanam Mahamantra Yajurishanam Sur Gauram. Hare Krishna. On the 15th, that is on Sunday, we are having a program in Kuala Lumpur at Sukhi Radha Gaudiya, Govinda Gaudiya Mahat. So please take note of this. Padmanabha Maharaj and Samrani Didi will be there to conduct this
prayers at the temple. And on the 16th, also we'll be having the prayers in the temple. So please inform your friends and everybody, and please come. And on the 17th, Sri Gurudev will be coming to the temple. So we'll be having a welcome ceremony and Harikatha bhajan and Krishna Prasadam. So please inform everybody. So 17th and 18th, the prayers is at the temple with Sri Gurudev. So please take note. And on the 19th, Sri Gurudev leaves Kuala Lumpur. So all are welcome to come there. And I thank everybody for coming here tonight and listening to our beloved Gurudev. And hopefully all of us can come to Kuala Lumpur and make it a more grand occasion with the association of a pure devotee. We all can get his blessings, and also we can give out this message of love to everybody. So thanks, relatives, and everybody. Hare Krishna.
Jai Śrīla Bhakti Vedānta Narayana Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Śrīla Gurudeva ki jai. Gopinānanda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.